Book of Exodus, Chapter 1.
1. And these were the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob. They each one came in with his house. 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. 4. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 75 souls, Joseph being in Egypt. 6. And Joseph died, and all his brothers and all that generation. 7. And the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased very much, and multiplied, and became very strong. And the land was filled with them. 8. And a new king arose over Egypt, who had not known Joseph. 9. And he said to his people, Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are many and stronger than we. 10. Come, let us deal craftily towards them, lest they multiply, and it shall be that when war occurs they will also add to our enemies, and will fight against us and go up from the land. 11. And they put over them slavey masters in order to afflict them with their burdens. And he built store cities for Pharaoh, Pithon and Ramses. 12. And as much as they afflicted them, so much they multiplied and so much they spread. And they were afraid before the sons of Israel. 13. And Egypt made the sons of Israel to serve with harshness. 14. And they made their lives bitter by hard service, in clay, and in bricks, and in all work in the field, all their work which they made them do with harshness. 15. And the king of Egypt said to the midwives of the Hebrews, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the second, Puah. 16. And he said, When you midwife the Hebrew women, and look on the birth stools, if it is a son, you will kill him, and if it is a daughter, it shall live. 17. And the midwives feared Elohim, and they did not do as the king of Egypt said to them, and they kept the male children alive. 18. And the king of Egypt called to the midwives and said to them, Why do you do this thing and keep alive the male children? 19. And the midwives said to Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous. Before the midwives come to them they bear. 20. And Elohim dealt well with the midwives. And the people multiplied and became exceedingly strong. 21. And it was, because the midwives feared Elohim, he made houses for them. 22. And Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, Every son that is born, you shall cast him into the river, and you shall keep alive every daughter.
Chapter 2.
1. And a man went from the house of Levi and took a daughter of Levi. 2. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And she saw him, that he was beautiful. And she concealed him 3 months. 3. And she was not able to hide him any longer, and she took a basket for him made of papyrus, and she daubed it with bitumen and with pitch. And she put the child in it, and placed it in the reeds by the lip of the Nile. 4. And his sister took her stand from a distance, to know what would be done to him. 5. And the daughter of Pharaoh went down to bathe at the Nile, and her slave women were walking on the side of the Nile, and she saw the basket in the midst of the reeds, and sent her slave girl and took it. 6. And she opened it and saw the child, and, behold, a boy crying, and she had pity on him and said, This one is of the children of the Hebrews. 7. And his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call a woman for you, a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you? 8. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go. And the girl went and called the child's mother. 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give your wages. And the woman took the child and nursed him. 10. And the child grew, and she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh. And he became a son to her, and she called his name Moses, and said, Because I drew him out of the water. 11. And it happened in those days, when Moses was grown, and he went out to his brothers and looked upon their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian man strike a Hebrew man of his brothers.
12.
And he turned here and there and saw that no man was there, and he struck the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
13.
And he went out on the second day, and, behold, two men, Hebrews, were fighting. And he said to the guilty one, Why should you strike your neighbor?
14.
And he said, Who appointed you as a man, a ruler and a judge over us? Are you saying to kill me, as you killed the Egyptian? And Moses feared, and said, Surely the thing is known.
15.
And Pharaoh heard this word, and he sought to kill Moses. And Moses fled from before Pharaoh, and lived in the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well.
16.
And the priest of Midian had seven daughters. And they came and drew and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks.
17.
And the shepherds came and drove them away. And Moses rose up and saved them, and watered their flocks.
18.
And they came to their father Reuel. And he said, Why have you hurried to come today?
19. And they said, An Egyptian man rescued us from the hand of the shepherds, and he even drew for us and watered the flock. 20. And he said to his daughters, And where is he? Why then have you left the man? Call him, and let him eat bread. 21. And Moses consented to live with the man, and he gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses.
22. And she bore a son, and he called his name Gershom. For he said, I have become an alien in a foreign land.
23.
And it happened after many days that the king of Egypt died, and the sons of Israel groaned from the slavery. And they cried, and their cry went up to Elohim from the slavery.
24.
And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
25.
And Elohim saw the sons of Israel, and Elohim understood them.
Chapter 3.
1. And Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of the Elohim, to Horeb.
2.
And the messenger of Yahuwah appeared to him in a flame of fire from the middle of a thorn bush. And he looked, and behold, the thorn bush was burning with fire, and the thorn bush was not burned up.
3.
And Moses said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the thorn bush is not burned up.
4.
And Yahuwah saw that he turned aside to see, and Elohim called to him from the midst of the thorn bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, I am here.
5. And he said, Do not come near here. Pull off your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is set apart ground. 6. And he said, I am the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he feared to look upon the Elohim. 7. And Yahweh said, Surely I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry from before their taskmasters, for I know his sorrows.
8. And I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and broad land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
9.
And now, behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me, and I also have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them.
10.
And now, come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, and you bring my people out, the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
11.
And Moses said to the Elohim, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt?
12.
And he said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you, when you bring out the people from Egypt. You shall serve Elohim on this mountain.
13.
And Moses said to the Elohim, Behold, I shall come to the sons of Israel and say to them, The Elohim of your fathers has sent me to you. And they will say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? 14. And Elohim said to Moses, I am, I am that I am. And he said, You shall say this to the sons of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. 15. And Elohim said to Moses again, You shall say this to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the Elohi of your fathers, the Elohi of Abraham, the Elohi of Isaac, and the Elohi of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is how I should be remembered from generation to generation. 16. Go, and gather the elders of Israel and say to them, Yahweh, the Elohi of your fathers has appeared to me, the Elohi of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, Visiting I have visited you and have seen what is done to you in Egypt. 17. And I have said, I will bring you up from the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. 18. And they shall listen to your voice, and you shall come in, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Yahweh, the Elohi of the Hebrews has met us, and now, please let us go for a journey of 3 days into the wilderness, and let us sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. 19. And I know that the king of Egypt will not permit you to go, not even by a strong hand. 20. And I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst, and afterward he will send you away. 21. And I will give this people favor in the eyes of Egypt, and it shall be, when you go, you will not go empty.
22. And each woman shall ask of her neighbor, and from the stranger in her house, articles of silver, and articles of gold, and garments, and you shall put these on your sons and on your daughters. And you shall plunder Egypt.
Chapter 4.
1. And Moses answered and said, And, behold, they will not believe me and will not listen to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. 2. And Yahweh said to him, What is this in your hand? And he said, A staff. 3. And he said, Throw it to the ground. And he threw it to the ground, and it became a hissing creature. And Moses fled from its face. 4. And Yahweh said to Moses, Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he sent out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his palm. 5. So that they may believe that Yahweh the Elohi of their fathers has appeared to you, the Elohi of Abraham, the Elohi of Isaac, and the Elohi of Jacob. 6. And Yahweh said to him again, Now put your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and he brought it out, and, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. 7. And he said, Put your hand back into your bosom. And he put his hand back into his bosom, and he brought it out from his bosom. And, behold, it had returned like his flesh. 8. And it shall be, if they will not believe you and will not listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the latter sign. 9. And it shall be, if they will not believe these two signs also, and will not listen to your voice, you shall take of the water of the Nile and pour it on the dry land, and the water which you take from the Nile shall become blood on the dry land.
10. And Moses said to Yahweh, O Yahweh, I am not a man of words, either from yesterday or the third day, nor since you have been speaking to your bondslave. For I am heavy of mouth and heavy of tongue. 11. And Yahweh said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Is it not I, Yahweh? 12. And now go, and I will be with your mouth, and will teach you what you shall speak. 13. And he said, O Yahweh, please send by the hand of him whom you will send. 14. And the anger of Yahweh glowed against Moses. And he said, Do I not know your brother, Aaron the Levite, that he can speak well? And, behold, he also is coming out to meet you, and he will see you and be glad in his heart. 15. And you shall speak to him, and you shall put the words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. 16. And he shall speak for you to the people. And it shall be, he shall be a mouth for you, and you shall be a mighty one, Elohim, for him. 17. And you shall take the staff in your hand by which you do the signs. 18. And Moses went and returned to his father-in-law Jethro, and said to him, Please let me go and return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. 19. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go. Return to Egypt. For all the men are dead, those seeking your life. 20. And Moses took his wife and his sons and made them ride on a donkey. And he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the staff of the Elohim in his hand. 21. And Yahweh said to Moses, As you go to return to Egypt, see all the wonders which I have put in your hand, and do them before Pharaoh. And I will harden his heart, and he will not send the people away. 22. And you shall speak to Pharaoh, so says Yahweh, My son, my firstborn is Israel. 23. And I said to you, Send my son away, and let him serve me, and you refuse to send him. Behold, I am about to kill your son, your firstborn. 24. And it happened on the way, in the lodging place, Yahweh met him and sought to kill him. 25. And Zipporah took a stone and cut off her son's foreskin, and caused it to touch his feet. And she said, You are a bridegroom of blood to me.
26. And he pulled back from him. Then she said, A bridegroom of blood, for the circumcision. 27. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go to the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mountain of the Elohim, and he kissed him. 28. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh with which he had sent him, and all the signs which he had instructed him. 29. And Moses and Aaron went on and gathered all the elders of the sons of Israel. 30. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and he did the signs before the people. 31. And the people believed, and they heard that Yahweh had visited the sons of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, and they bowed and worshipped.
Chapter 5.
1. And afterward Moses and Aaron came in and said to Pharaoh, So says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, Send away my people, and they shall feast to me in the wilderness. 2. And Pharaoh said, Who is Yahweh that I should listen to his voice to send away Israel? I do not know Yahweh, and I also will not send Israel away. 3. And they said, The Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us go a journey of 3 days into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim, lest he fall on us with plague or with sword. 4. And the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, Why do you loose the people from their work? You go to your burdens. 5. And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land are many now, and you make them cease from their burdens. 6. And Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people, and their overseers, that day, saying, 7. You shall not go on giving straw to the people to make bricks, as yesterday and the third day. They shall go and pick up straw for themselves. 8. And the fixed number of bricks which they were making yesterday and the third day you shall put on them. You shall not diminish from it. For they are idle. So they are crying, saying, Let us go, let us sacrifice to our Elohim. 9. Let the bondage be heavy on the men, that they may work in it, and may not trust in the lying words. 10. And the taskmasters of the people, and their overseers went out and spoke to the people, saying, Pharaoh has said this, I will not give you straw. 11. You go take straw for yourselves from wherever you may find it, for not a thing will be reduced from your work. 12. and the people scattered in all the land of Egypt to pick up stubble for straw. 13. And the taskmasters were demanding, saying, Finish your work, the matter of a day in its day, as when there was straw. 14. And the overseers of the sons of Israel were beaten, those whom the taskmasters of Pharaoh had put over them, saying, Why have you not finished your appointed task, to make bricks as a day ago and the day before, both yesterday and today? 15. And the overseers of the sons of Israel came in and cried to Pharaoh, saying, Why do you do this way to your slaves? 16. No straw is given to your slaves, and they are saying to us, Make bricks. And, behold, your slaves are beaten, but your people are at fault. 17. And he said, You are lazy and idle. So you are saying, Let us go, let us sacrifice to Yahweh.
18. Therefore, go now and work. And straw will not be given to you, and a certain number of bricks you shall deliver. 19. And the overseers of the sons of Israel saw themselves in affliction, saying, You shall not diminish from your bricks, the matter of a day in its day. 20. And they met Moses and Aaron standing to meet them when they came from Pharaoh. 21. And they said to them, May Yahweh look on you and judge, you who have made our odor to stink in Pharaoh's eyes and in the eyes of his servants, to give a sword in their hands to kill us. 22. And Moses returned to Yahweh and said, Yahweh, why have you done evil to this people? Why then have you sent me? 23. And since I came into Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. And you did not certainly deliver your people.
Chapter 6.
1. And Yahweh said to Moses, Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. For he will send them away with a strong hand, yea, he will drive them out from his land with a strong hand. 2. And Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh.
3. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac and to Jacob as El Shaddai, and by my name Yahweh have I not been known to them. 4. And I also established my covenant with them to give to them the land of Canaan, the land of their travels, in which they traveled in it. 5. And I also have heard the groaning of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. 6. Therefore, say to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and will deliver you from their slavery, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. 7. And I will take you for myself for a people, and I will be for you Elohim, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, the one bringing you out from under the burdens of Egypt. 8. And I will bring you into the land which I raised my hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am Yahweh. 9. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they did not listen to Moses, from anguish of spirit and from harsh bondage. 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 11. Go, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt, that he may send away the sons of Israel from his land. 12. And Moses spoke before Yahweh, saying, Behold, the sons of Israel have not listened to me, and how should Pharaoh hear me, I being of uncircumcised lips? 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and he directed them as to the sons of Israel, and as to Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt. 14. These were the heads of the houses of their fathers, the sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Pallu, Hezron and Comi. These were the families of Reuben. 15. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zerah and Chol, the son of a Canaanitess. These were the families of Simeon. 16. And these were the names of the sons of Levi by their generations, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. 17. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei, by their families. 18. And the sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. 19. And the sons of Merari: Mahli, and Mushi. These were the families of Levi according to their generations. 20. And Amram took his aunt Jochebed to him for a wife. And she bore to him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. 21. And the sons of Izhar: Korah, Nepheg, and Zichri. 22. And the sons of Uzziel: Mishael, Elzaphan, and Zithri. 23. And Aaron took Elisheba the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Nashon, to him for a wife. And she bore to him Nadab, Abu, Eleazar, and Itamar. 24. And the sons of Korah: Asa, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These were the families of the Korahites. 25. And Aaron's son Eleazar took of the daughters of Putiel for his wife. And she bore to him Phinehas. These were the heads of the fathers of the Levites by their families. 26. That is the Aaron and Moses to whom Yahuwah said, Bring out the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt, according to their armies. 27. Those were the ones speaking to Pharaoh king of Egypt to bring out the sons of Israel from Egypt. It was Moses and Aaron. 28. And it happened on the day Yahuwah spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt. 29. Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, I am Yahuwah. Speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt all which I am about to speak to you. 30. And Moses said before Yahuwah, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How could Pharaoh listen to me?